Locker Room Chats getting you set for the first week of the high school basketball season, and now we are pleased to be joined by Roger Holthouse, the Centralia girls basketball coach, and our conversation with the coach brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and Wanklin Oil Company as well. Well, Coach, you enter year number 13 at the helm. Obviously, you've been there for some time and had some really good teams in the past. I guess early on, how is this year's team kind of shaping up to maybe some years or some teams in previous years?
Brandon, this team is don't have a lot of fight. This is probably the shortest team I've had in 13 years. We're about 5'6", 5'7". So this will be a little bit different approach to how we're going to try to do things. But the black side, yeah, I think the girls play hard. I think they'll play hard. They got a great attitude so far the first couple weeks of practice. So we'll see what happens.
When you talk about kind of changing things up with how the team's kind of structured this year, I guess, can you dive a little bit deeper into that? You know, how are things changing? Is it what you're running offensively or maybe even defensively? Just how are things changed a little bit?
Well, offensively, I was kind of a high-low type guy with two posts in there, but with one at times post and maybe five guards, kind of spread a little bit more out on the offensive end, and defense maybe just add a bit more zone, but that'll determine what kind of team we're playing and what kind of posts they have inside.
Plenty of the players that are returning for you, obviously, I think it kind of starts with your three-year returning starter and Avery Dieters, and a lot of these girls played for that volleyball team that finished third place in the state tournament this year, so obviously plenty of athletes. Is it Avery that you're kind of looking at for that true kind of leadership role? I mean, who are some of those girls that are going to kind of step in and fill that aspect?
Definitely she's one of them. She's been here 3 years, or 4 years, to start at three. She's going to play hard. She's got nose for the basketball. And I think Abby Planey is the other senior that we kind of started to do that. I told her that we'll go as seniors go. And so I look at those two, turn those two if we need some leadership and try to get some excitement and things done on the floor.
Yeah, Dieters averaged nearly a double-double last year, and you mentioned Abby as well. She was very solid, one of the better defenders on the team, two-year starter, averaging about 8 points per game a season ago. I guess are there a couple of younger girls or some underclassmen that are going to step in and kind of be asked to provide some quality minutes for you early?
Yes, of course, Lena Haberkamp's another one who started last year. I think she's going to be a little bit more confident this year in what we're doing. Pete Wells, a great role player for us. We've got a couple freshmen in Owen Dieters and Dean and Kramer, I think, can do some special things once they can kind of establish. I think Tyron Bergman, Corey Sokolow. We got some girls in there, I think, that can fill the void.
You got a little bit of time before that first matchup of the year against Hanover, and they're one of the more quality teams in the TVL. When you just kind of see the outlook of the Twin Valley League this year, how difficult is it going to be?
It's going to be tough. It's every year it's like that. If you don't bring your A game or come out ready to play, you're going to get beat. So we know that going in, and we just got to prepare ourselves going into the season for that.
That's Roger Holthouse, the Centralia girls basketball coach. Our conversation with the coach brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and Wanklin Oil Company as well. Centralia begins the season next week with a tilt against Hanover. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time. Good luck next week, and we will talk to you next week. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Brandon.